So I received an email from a few of my students. They wanted to interview me for a class I think they're taking in ethics. They want me to talk about an ethical dilemma so that they can analyze whether or not I screwed up or not. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. And so here we are in my office at Antioch University, Seattle, and I'm about to disclose an ethical dilemma that I've been through in my professional life. And I have three students here that will take this information and analyze it and scrutinize and write a whole paper about it. And then we'll see if I screwed up or not, right? Okay, so welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a professor and a licensed therapist. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Aaron, why don't you go first?
I'm Aaron McLean, couples and family therapy student.
I'm Brandy Honan. I am in the master's program for clinical mental health counseling.
That's right.
I'm Alicia Guthrie Morse for clinical mental health counseling.
What questions do you have? Do you want me just to present the case, or do you want to ask questions, or what do you want to do?
Well, yeah, the first question is, what is the dilemma in as much detail as confidentiality will allow?
Right. I gave it some thought this morning, and I actually don't run into that many ethical dilemmas when I start thinking about it. In my mind, at first I thought, oh man, there's just going to be like a million ethical dilemmas. But I was like, actually, it doesn't happen very often. So this one happened a couple weeks ago. Well, no, it probably was about a month ago. Hey, deserving listeners. This is an old episode that we have re-released as a patron exclusive episode. So if you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. Patrons get access to all the premium episodes on the Patreon page and on their phone podcast application, or app as they call them. When you become a patron, we'll let you know how to access the premium feed on your phone. And remember that 20% of your monthly pledge goes towards various charities that we support.